Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I bring you greetings and good tidings from the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I congratulate you, Mr. President, and other officials for your well-deserved elevation and election into office to steer the proceedings of this assembly. I also wish to thank and appreciate the WHO and the leadership of the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, for sustained effort at improving global health, including all the hard work in ensuring successful control of the numerous global health challenges, especially Ebola virus disease, Zika virus, avian influenza, and polio virus, among others. With the support of the WHO and other stakeholders, we successfully controlled the spread of the deadly Ebola virus disease in Nigeria, and our country was certified Ebola-free in October 2014. We have recently managed to control Lassa fever outbreak, and also very importantly, halted the spread of the wide deadly polio virus, and on course towards being certified a polio-free country, having been formally delisted as a polio-transmitting country by the WHO on 25th September 2015, following one full year without polio transmission. We shall sustain the initiative and in addition deploy the polio legacy architecture nationally to strengthen our public health system. Our experience in controlling the Ebola viral disease outbreak brought to fore the need for us to have a resilient system that is able to appreciate, detect early, mount a robust response, and continuously investigate disease outbreak. In this regard, we have expanded our public health system and further strengthened the Nigerian Center for Disease Control to provide the necessary infrastructure and capacity to respond to public health threats. The NCD has also been recently designated a regional center in Africa. We have articulated a change agenda for health. This agenda is geared towards achieving universal coverage through primary care center. And we intend to guarantee 100 million Nigerians with effective and qualitative health care, and we are working with other stakeholders to ensure sustainable financing of this initiative. As part of our health agenda, we have articulated the potential of the health sector to reduce poverty, promote rapid socioeconomic development, and shared prosperity in Nigeria, with its catalytic effect on individual productivity in pharmaceutical-related industries, and also protecting the vulnerable and the sick. Through the four critical levels of policy regulations, strengthening health sector institutions, building strong partnership, and health interventions, we shall ensure accountability while creating strong institutions. We will also use some of our institutions to demonstrate our prioritization of NCDs and NTDs as part of ongoing efforts. No longer again in Nigeria will NTDs be neglected. Our commitment to the SDGs remain unwavering, and will continue to finish the unfinished business of the MDGs by vigorously pursuing strategies that will improve maternal and newborn health indicators. We are also adopting a test and treat model for HIV with a view to eliminating the MTCT of HIV. Our vision is to eradicate malaria-related mortality through evidence-based intervention. We are also strengthening efforts towards universal immunization. Building on our experience in managing conflict, particularly in the Northeast, we are establishing a National Health Emergency Response Program, which will help us to address disasters. In order to achieve all these national laudable goals, we are working within the instruments of the National Health Act. To support the UHC drive, we are also developing a new health policy, a new National Strategic Health Plan initiative, and the PAC is carefully nested inside the strategic plan. Being the first WHA after the post-2015 era, we want to commit ourselves to achieving SDG within the time limit. The federal government of Nigeria is poised to implementing some other policies. We are also pursuing a policy of social protection policy, which will help us to really protect our people against poverty. Mr. President, let me acknowledge and appreciate the support and cooperation of all our development partners in their continued commitment towards the success of our efforts at achieving better health outcomes for our people. Thank you.